Good morning, boys and girls. So good to see you all here this morning. I want to talk about this package. Say, for instance, my granddaughter wanted to send me something. She wraps it in a box, puts my name and address, and takes it to the post office. Now, she lives a long ways away, 1,600 miles in Arkansas. How does this package get to me? An airplane brings it to California. California is the state I live in, so the post office sends it to California. But California is a big state. How do they know what city I'm in? This is the city that I live in, so they can get it to Santa Clarita. But there's over 200,000 people in Santa Clarita right now. How do they find me? There's my street. The street that... Yes, but first we get to the street. And I have a long street. How do they know which house number is mine? By the number. That's right. The number tells them which house to come to. So this is how my package gets to me. It's an address. Now, you know, when you learn your memory verse has an address in the Bible. The Bible's a big book, and there's lots and lots of memory verses. We're going to talk about a memory verse today. The shortest one in the Bible is Jesus wept. Two words, Jesus wept. You know what? That's kind of a comforting verse, isn't it? Because that tells me that Jesus knows how I feel. Jesus felt the same sadness when Lazarus died. So it's okay to cry when you lose someone you love. It's all right. So let's see how we can find this memory verse in our Bible. We go, like the whole big state, we go to the Holy Bible. And then the Bible's divided into books, so we go to the book of John. And then the book of John is divided into chapters. We go to chapter 11, and then we go to lots of verses in the chapters. We go to chapter 35, and that's where it says, Jesus wept. Let me show you. Would you put that up for me, please? It's marked. I like that verse because I know that Jesus knows how I feel because he felt the same feelings that I did. Thank you. Right there. Chapter 11, verse 35. And you know what's even more important? Right after that, what did Jesus do? Jesus said, I am the resurrection. You know what resurrection means? To be raised up? It means to be raised up from the dead. Jesus is the resurrection. And he resurrected Lazarus. And he did that so people could see it and believe in him. All we have to do is believe in Jesus. And we know that someday we will see our loved ones again. That's our hope in Jesus. So, close your eyes. Let's say a prayer, please. Dear Jesus, thank you for our memory verses. Thank you for our Bibles. Thank you for understanding us and for letting us know that you felt what we feel. Thank you for our hope and our resurrection, that someday we will see the people that we've lost. Thank you for loving us so much and guiding us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.